guys, this is Captain Peter Deeks with Peter Deeks Outdoors, bringing you the Indian River Lagoon Fishing Report. So we've got a big cold front that's going to bear down on us here this upcoming week. It's going to make fishing a little challenging out in the open parts of the river, so it's going to change things. This last week has been really good. We caught a lot of trout and redfish and some snook around Spoil Islands in the Melbourne Beach and Sebastian area using live finger mullet, live croakers, and live pilchards. We've got a great influx in bait around the islands from Melbourne Beach down to Sebastian, lots of pilchards, mullet. There's just bait everywhere. Now, that's going to change. I don't know how much. If this cold front does bring strong winds like it's forecasted and colder temperatures, you're going to want to fish back in the deeper mangrove line canals with live shrimp on a split shot. Fish slow, make long casts, let your bait sit down on the bottom near the structure. That's going to produce trout, mangrove snapper, black drum, sheep's head, all sorts of fish. Nothing spectacular, but you'll get a lot of bites. And throughout the whole region, anywhere you're going to find those mangrove canals, whether they're, you know, residential or just natural, you want to look for water depths between 4 to 8 feet deep. And you'll find those fish. Just move around until you find them. Once you start catching them, then, you know, just stay in that area. If you're not catching them, move along. So that's going to be the best bet if we get this really strong cold front, which is probably going to change things. If it's not super bad, the trend that will continue from this last week that I've been fishing is throughout the whole region, fishing Spoil Islands out in the middle of the river and trying to stay up current of the islands and making long casts with bigger live baits, free lining them, and kind of focusing on the points. You'll see the bait, you'll see the birds diving, you'll see the baits in the water, especially from Melbourne Beach down to Wabasso. There's just a tremendous amount of pilchards, white baits around the islands, minnows, lots of finger mullet, and, you know, the big dead trees that hang out into the water, the mangrove points, that's where those bigger fish are going to be hanging out trying to ambush these bait fish. So if catch the bait that's there. Use the pilchards if they're there. If there's mullet, use the mullet. Kind of match the hatch, and you know, it'll be good. Even if it's really windy and kind of cold, those fish will still be there. It's just going to be a little uncomfortable fishing them. Oftentimes, the fish are not on the lee sides of those islands. They're going to be on the corners of them. So it's kind of challenging keeping the boat, if you're fishing from a boat, in that protected cove of those islands and catching fish. You kind of want to be on the windy side. Maybe park on that lee side, but cast out into the windy side around the corner and let your baits kind of drift across the bar. Stay up current so that your baits drift into the structure. And that's about the best bet if you're fishing from a boat with a live bait. Those areas also, if you want to catch those fish in artificials, a 3-inch gulp shrimp or a slam shady, 3-inch slam shady rigged with a 1/8-ounce jig head or rig it weedless. Fish it slow. And that'll match the bait fish that are around there because a lot of the baits are kind of small. They're like 3-4-inch mullet, a lot of pilchards around, and a lot of little maharas. So that'll be the best bet if you want to use artificials. If you want to use artificials back up in the canals, you kind of want to use a shrimp presentation. So the power prawn, a smaller power prawn with a jig head that's going to match the depth. So if you're in really deep water, maybe a 1/4 ounce, probably want to use about an 1/8 ounce in that 4 to 5 foot of water. And, you know, just you want your bait down on the bottom. You want to reel it kind of slow and give it some sharp jumps so it looks like a shrimp coming up off the bottom. But you want your bait down close to the bottom to get the strikes. Fish close to the structure. Once your bait gets out from the structure, I just reel it in kind of quick, your lure, and throw it back up there. Let it sink down at the bottom. So get your power prawn, flip it up under the mangroves, let it sink down on the bottom. Give it some jumps. There's anything close by, then reel it up a little bit. Just kind of work those drop-offs, those edges, and those structures. It's kind of a dead zone out in the middle of those canals, I've noticed. If you're not fishing from a boat, it's going to be a little bit challenging with this wind. It's going to be coming out of the north. So fishing from – remember, the north jetty is closed in Sebastian. So if you fish in the south jetty, you're going to be fishing into the wind, which is going to be challenging. And a place you could fish is inside of Sebastian Inlet. On the north side, but back up into the inlet. There's been some flounder around. You know, you want to use a finger mullet or a mud minnow with a 1 or 2 ounce egg sinker, throw it out there, fish it really slow on the bottom. You can also use a 3-inch gulp or a 3-inch power prawn. with a heavier jig head and allow that to get down there on the bottom for the flounder. There's also some Spanish mackerel, some jacks. That's really kind of slowed up this last week. That cold front could make it better, but it has been slow for those kind of like fun fish to catch. And the beach is going to be blown out with this strong wind. So fishing from shore, if you've got any little spots, like maybe Pine Island or some areas you can fish from shore that are protected in the deeper canals, that's going to provide the best opportunity at catching redfish, trout, maybe some snook if it doesn't get too cold. There has been some small tarpon around. They get a little funny when the water gets cold. But fishing live shrimp, again, down towards the bottom, or throwing like a power prawn is going to be your best bet if you're a shorebound angler. And I hope that helps you guys. Good luck out there. Once we get a solid trend of cold weather and it's just cold after cold after cold, these fish are going to swell up really thick in these canals, in these deeper holes. It's going to change things for the better, just kind of still in that transition period. So good luck out there, tight lines, and I'll catch you next week.